Andrew Cuomo is a governor with grand, possibly national ambitions. He wants to win his re-election by a big margin, beating even the historic 65% his dad Mario Cuomo received in 1986. To do that, Andrew Cuomo has focused relentlessly on racking up endorsements, more on that in a minute, and on raising money, lots of it. As of last January, he had $33 million in the bank.
As a early fundraising amount, that is quite an accomplishment.
Edwin Bender, executive director of the National Institute on Money and State Politics, struggles to find the appropriate superlative to describe Cuomo's record-breaking haul.
Huge. It's an amazing feat, I guess I would say.
Cuomo has more money in the bank than Jerry Brown, the governor of California, Dan Malloy, the governor of Connecticut, Martin O'Malley, the governor of Maryland, and Pat Quinn, the governor of Illinois, combined. But what's even more revealing is where that money has come from. George Pataki, the former Republican governor of New York, was no slouch when it came to fundraising. In his last two terms, Pataki raised 976 donations of $10,000 or more. But Cuomo, who hasn't even served out one term, has raised 2,251 donations of $10,000 or more. Jenny Yee of WNYC's Data News team ran the numbers.
And so what we see is that Pataki raised 35% of his money from contributions of $10,000 or more. And Cuomo raised a lot more. It's actually 60%.
Hedge fund managers, bankers, real estate moguls, healthcare magnates, they've all shoveled money into Cuomo's accounts. On the small donations, it's also striking. 7% of Pataki's donations came from donations of $250 or less. For Cuomo, that number was less than 1%. It gives a whole new meaning to the slogan, "We are the 99%. For Cuomo, that's the big money people. As it happens, Cuomo's economic policy is especially pleasing to that huge swath of big donors.
Our statewide job growth strategy starts with a top-down reducing tax theory.
And his State of the State, which you could call the unofficial start of his campaign if you want, Cuomo promised to cut business taxes, bank taxes, and estate taxes.
Which would be the lowest corporate rate since 1968, and really send a strong signal to business saying this is a different day and we're doing it a different way.
Cuomo mentioned the word tax 43 times. The word affordable, 3 times. The words poor, poverty, inequality, 0, 0, and 0.
We are going to save charter schools, and you're making it happen by being here today!
Cuomo dislikes taxes so much that he made sure there was a big Albany rally he could attend to eclipse another rally organized by Mayor de Blasio in favor of a tax for universal pre-K. The public humiliation felt like a betrayal to some who had supported both politicians. Now, to be sure, there's an argument articulated here by Kathy Wild, president of the New York City Partnership, that big business warmed to Cuomo because he was taking the correct steps to fix the economy.
At a time, particularly since the fiscal crisis of 2008, when most politicians are dumping on big business, dumping on Wall Street, Governor Cuomo has reached out and said, wait a minute, this is the engine of our economy, and that means a lot.
Does the policy follow the money or the money follow the policy? Either way, the business community is so pleased with Cuomo that one hedge fund manager actually wrote a $1 million check to the state Democratic Party. Others are not so pleased by tax policies they see as draining public coffers. 2,000 public employees showed up in normally sleepy Suffolk County last month to protest Cuomo's fiscal policies. Also unhappy, some unions, left-wing think tanks, supporters of Mayor Bill de Blasio, even though the mayor has only nice things to say about Cuomo in public. And this brings us to one endorsement that Cuomo wants really, really badly. New York is one of the few states that allows third parties, and those third parties tend to deliver governors key percentage points, the kind Cuomo needs to win his historic margin.
On some of the core economic issues of the day, we've been on the disgruntled side.
Dan Cantor, the national director of the Working Families Party, gives Cuomo points for passing the marriage equality bill and gun control. But
This recent budget included tax cuts for banks, tax cuts for the very wealthiest.
The spin from the governor's campaign spokesman, Peter Kaufman, is that the governor already enjoys the support of working families because of his, quote, strong record of delivering on issues they care about, ranging from signing a minimum wage bill to, quote, the lowest middle class taxes in 61 years. But for the working families' party, middle class tax cuts is an idea that last resonated in 1996, back when Andrew Cuomo was working in the Clinton administration. Still, the Working Families Party has offered a way out. Cuomo could pass a bill that he says he supports: public financing of elections.
Income inequality, educational inequality, environmental, racial. And we see the public financing of elections bill as one of the keys that unlocks progress in all of these areas.
Hey, guys.
Cuomo could actually make himself the last governor in history to rake in the big checks. Governor, what are you going to be doing in the next couple weeks to pass a campaign public finance law in New York?
Begging, pleading, cajoling, haranguing, arguing, charming, everything I can do.
Threatening?
Nah.
Cuomo has been doing all of those things to get the Working Families Party endorsement. He only has a week more. The state committee meets May 30th. If they don't endorse the governor, party supporters worry he may try to humiliate them or punish them, as governors are wont to do when endorsements don't go their way, especially if they have $33 million and counting. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.